Well, like in that picture in there, where she's fixing that soap, what do you, would you call that, like that big black vessel that she was...
That's an old pot.
Oh, that's just an old pot.
White wash pot. What this called.
Oh, would you, did they fix the clothes in there too?
Yeah, they had the water in there.
Oh,
got the water hot, and they put the water in the tub and put their clothes in and rubbed their clothes and wrung them out and put them in a kettle and boiled them.
Oh,
and bleached them. See, back then there wasn't no bleach.
So they boil them to get them?
Boil them to get them white.
Oh. Well, did you ever, well, I don't know if you ever had them, but what do you call those containers that you put, like cut flowers in, when you bring them in, if you had flowers and you'd bring them in and put them in the house?
I usually just put them in a glass.
Oh, they didn't have vase?
Didn't have them in vases. They just put them, if they had a big mouth bottle, they'd put them in them or just put them in glasses.
They looked just as pretty, I guess.
Why, yes. I don't know what people didn't do just as well then as they do now.
Yeah, they probably did.
They were happier.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, they probably were. Well, you were talking about this, the dishware. Would they have, what different pieces would you have in there to eat on in the dishware?
Well, you have plates and cups, saucers, glasses, bowls, just, you know, about anything you've got this day and time.
Just the same kind of thing. And then they would have, well, now what would your utensils be?
They'd be a dinner pot, so usually. Now, every home had a dinner, what they called a dinner pot. Mm-hmm. It's a great big old black pot, and you cook meat, beans, or just anything in it, you know. They're just good for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had these granite vessels they cooked in, skillets, and just about something. Well, of course, it wasn't anything like they've got this day and time, but people made out on it good.
Well, what would they eat with?
They had knives and forks, just like that, and spoons, just like that. Only they're different to the kind. I ever remember seeing back when I was young, they had wooden handles on.
Oh, they did?
Uh-huh.
Of course, now they seem like they're coming back with that. You know, those stuff knives and things. Well, did they have a big old knife for cutting
meat? They had a big old butcher knife.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody had to have one. That's all they could cut their meat with, you know. A lot of times they'd slice a hand open.
Oh, golly. I guess. How did they keep them so sharp? What would they sharpen them with?
They usually had them a wet rock, they called it.
Oh, yeah. And
boy, they'd keep them sharp enough
to
shave nearly.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, boy, I keep my knives now sharp as razors on.
What? How do you sharpen yours now?
On an old wet rock.
Oh, you still?
I had that old wet rock. Oh, Lord.
I brought my knife.
You should have brought your knives. You should have thought about that.
Yeah.
Well, when they would be washing the clothes, and you're telling me about they'd boil them. Well, now, would they use that live soap?
Oh, yeah.
With that same way? Well, then how would they get that soap out?
You don't even know it's in there. It's just like soap, this detergent, this day and time.
Uh-huh.
It just melts when you put it in.
Uh-huh. And then when they wanted to get the clothes, and I guess before they let them dry, they'd have to put them in clear water or something.
Oh, yeah, they'd rinse them through two water.
Oh, that's how they, yeah.
See, that got all the soap.
Now, when you'd be like washing dishes or something, what would you call that kind of, the rag you'd use to...
Just called it a dish rag.
Yeah. And what about when you dry them?
They had drying cloths.
Oh, now
they dried their dishes on.
Well, what about, like, if washing your face, what would you, kind of a cloth or something, did they have?